Hello and welcome to the Pure One Group podcast. This is an investor special and we're talking all about our investor round, why people should invest, what the money is going towards and what our future plans are. So my name is Dan Pratt and I'm the Chief Operating Officer and also co-founder of Pure One Group. And Wesley Baker, I'm joined by, is the CEO and co-founder of Pure One Group. So hello, Wesley. How are you?
Hi, Daniel. Thank you. Very pleased to be doing this podcast for potential investors. It's a great opportunity for us to just have a little chat and explain exactly what the opportunity is about.
Fantastic. So as anybody listening may be aware, Pure One Group is our parent company. Within Pure One Group, we have a few specific brands, which we will talk you through and outline our plans going forward. So we have PureOneTravel.com, which is a off the beaten track, unique specialist niche travel tour operator. We've got OceanFever.com, which is surf travel tour operator again, by surfers, for surfers. We've got Pure Vacations, which is an online magazine, podcast, and media outlet. And most excitingly, we've got PureOneBusiness.com, which is our corporate retreats, corporate events. And we put together lots and lots of packages. And just to anybody listening, this is at the moment our fastest growing area of our business. The growth in the Pure One business division of Pure One Group is immense. So would you like to go through a little bit more detail about Pure One business specifically, Wesley?
Yes, Pure One Business is the main drive and the primary drive of the company. And it involves business retreats and experiences aimed at more the small to medium businesses and also people that are looking to arrange retreats and everything in a group environment. And we have another area as well that is hosted journeys, which is a part of Pure One Travel, which kind of falls into the same sort of category as the Pure One Business. This is the fastest growing area, and the reason why is that when COVID hit in 2020, everyone switched to the Zoom and Teams and Google Meets as the main point of discussions being done. But what that did was it took the personal interaction away. And also because of COVID, people are not going back to the large conferences to network like they used to. So what's actually happened in the last year or so is this big drive towards people having smaller retreats of 15, 20, 25, 30 people. And networking opportunities there that come about. And that is where we've seen this huge demand for the company to develop these and move forward with it. And we really are leading the way in this sector, to be honest with you. There are companies that have been in it for a long time that deal with major corporations, but no one's been dealing with the smaller market like we are. And so we're seeing a tremendous growth there. And then on top of that, let me move on to the Pure One Travel brand, where we do FIT, tailor-made and small groups, but we now do hosted journeys. We are one of only a couple in the world that now feature opportunities for content creators. That's all the growth in the influencers around the world, where they can actually use us to provide their retreats overseas, where they make money on those retreats as well. So effectively they become our sales operation in retrospect, and it gives us a lot of group bookings straight away. So we have this, you know, we've signed some amazing content creators. We've all, you know, with over 1 million to 2 million followers, etc., right down to people that we've 20 or 30,000, and this is the growth area of the business in that respect. So that just gives you a rundown of the Pure One business aspects, and I included Pure One Travel slightly in that because of the hosted journeys does kind of fall into the same category as the businesses and the travel retreats.
Just give our listeners a couple of examples. So we've worked with some business peer-to-peer networking groups where it's a collaboration, ideas exchange, and for CEOs and founders. And we're putting on a network event for one of them, and they're inviting their members along to it. And the way that concept works is that we've created a trip for them based on their requirements. We set up a payment page, a landing page with all of the information. They then send this link on to their members to then book independently. And we manage the booking, the payment, everything. We can split payments over a small deposit paid at the point of confirmation, and then split the payments over a period of time. And with this particular client, we're also giving them margin on that as well. So it's an incentive for them to sell as much as possible.
Yeah, so it's that they say how much they want to be added onto it, and then they add that on, and that helps them grow their businesses as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it might be, for example, £1,500 per person, but they wish to sell it for £1,600, £1,700 per person, and there's a slight margin on there for them. And they obviously, in return, will be marketing it to their members for us. They'll be pushing it in their newsletters everywhere, and there's that kind of concept which works very well. And then on the other side, we have companies that just want to take away their team members, so their senior leadership team, their best managers, if they're a restaurant group, for example, whatever it may be, and there would be none of this margin on that. We would sell that to a price with our margin included, which happens across the board, and they would give us a lump sum for that payment. So they might want to take 30 people away, £2,000 per person, and we would just invoice them £60,000, for example. And that's the
And
kind of two different models.
I've got to add to that, Dan, as well, because it's very important. Is that as a company and for investors, you need to know that we're averaging 32%, between 30 and 32% margins for each retreat, or each every part of our company that operates on that margin. So we don't go below that margin. And so we've got a very good profit margin locked in there, and rules that run through that. And also, if you look at the timeline of our company, we've developed over a period of a year or so recently, getting our products just right, defining that. We launched Pure One Business aspect of the company in 2026, and the aim of that was to do what it's doing now. That's sits alongside our other brands, and that we're going to be growing the retreats in 2027, and then we're scaling internationally on a far larger scale of market by 2028. And we can do that because we're hitting the business market in particular, and the hosted journeys market in particular. But let us not take away from the opportunity here. This is the opportunity to come in now at a stage where the company is about to really see good growth. It's at a stage where we've put everything in place. We've put all the contracts in place. We have substantial advanced bookings in place already. So everything is there now for us to grow as a business. And so at this raise was only for 100,000. We've already raised a lot of that. So if you're listening to this now, you're this is a new recording that basically is updating existing investors wanting to invest in the company, and showing you the opportunity that presents itself here at Pure One. We are not just a travel company. We're also a media company. We have our own podcasting, but we also have events coming up as well. So we have some very big
This is very
plans.
exciting.
Very big plans for music events and other things that will be taking 10,000 people, 5,000 people, 20,000 people, all these type of things that are coming up. And then on top of that, we even have, as we speak and recording today, an opportunity, an international opportunity that's come across our desk, where we've been asked to put together and be the primary partner for an Indian operation that wants to do an innovation investment event for 500 people in London, then in Singapore, in Hong Kong, in the United States and South America over a period of years. So this is another part where we're growing. So a very, very good opportunity exists for this company. We're slim, we're mean and slim as an organization, and we optimize everything as much as possible using AI, but also using our experience. I myself have over 40 plus years in the travel industry, working for the best and the largest companies, launching airlines, working in hotels, everything. So we've got this full combination here in the seniorship level. Dan's ex-Virgin as well, which just provides an opportunity for you as an investor to know that you're investing in the people, and the people in charge of Pure One. Well, we're really good. We are really good.
And we're completely customer centric as well. We understand how important a holiday, vacation, a corporate retreat is. It's all about the experience that people have. And historically, in the past, I started my career in senior customer experience roles. So I was head of customer experience for phone network, as Wesley said, for Virgin. So everything we do, we put the customer at the pinpoint of what we of our operations, and combine Wesley's knowledge and skills of the travel industry, combined my knowledge and skills of music and creativity and customer experience. We've got Arabella, who's our head of products. We've got Jane. We've got all everybody in the team can bring real value to the business, and it is an A team. We are a real good team of many different things that complement each other's growth and also the business. We've got very good close values, really good company values. So yeah, I just want to come kind of bullet point a couple of key points. We've got lots and lots of upcoming bookings. Like Wesley said, we've got 32% margin on there. We've got a huge network of opportunities coming and growth area. We've seen the business grow substantially. And we are SEIS registered as well, which is a really key thing to keep in mind. So if you wanted to obviously invest, it's very, very tax efficient. So now is the right time as well, because further down the line, when we do any future investment rounds, it may only be for the individual brands. Whereas at this point now, you will be investing in Pure One Group, which covers all of the brands that we've mentioned: Pure One Travel, Tour Operator, Pure Vacations, Media, Ocean Fever, Surf, and Pure One Business, our corporate retreats. So it is a great time to be alive and a great time to be an investor in Pure One Group. So there is lots of other information which you can look through, but we just wanted to do this as a so you can hear our voices and get to understand who we are, get to meet us, rather than just looking at a PowerPoint. We wanted to kind of give you that. So any final words from yourself, Wesley, before we kind of move on?
Certainly, I would say that it's very important that people, that you listen and you understand that Pure One's profitability is underpinned by an asset-light operating model. It really is. And we've got disciplined cost management, and we're increasing operational efficiency as the business scales. So we've built all this, we've pre-built all this to get it ready. And as the revenues grow through higher retreat volumes and strategic partnerships that we're tying up now and the recurring customer relationships, our fixed overheads are still going to be a small proportion of the revenue of the company. So, we're really keeping to grips with everything, and we're operating a really slimline employment process as well within the company. We're improving the operating leverage and profitability always, and the forecasts that we've put in the business deck for you to look at, they reflect the sustainable growth. And we also have this area of the business that is important, and that is sustainability. We really believe strongly about sustainability, and because of that, we've built that into everything we're doing. And we've also added, in fact, I'll pass this back to you, Dan, to talk about, because I know you love talking about it. We've got partnerships with charities, and perhaps you could give a little bit just for the investors to understand how we're working quite closely with charities and helping them grow as well.
Great minds think alike. That was on my list to bring up, and this is just another example of how we work so well together. Me and Wesley, we are on the same page, and I've never worked with somebody quite so easily and effortlessly as Wesley, and that kind of sums up what we're all about at Pure One. But yeah, our partnerships are fantastic. So we've got a few partnerships. We've got charitable partnerships. We've got Inflammation Arthritis UK. We've got Evertreen, whereby trees are planted in areas to help offset our carbon footprint. And we've also got Just a Drop, where water is provided to places and communities that need water. And we've got an option on our bookings through Pure One Travel. This is our tour operator and FIT and small group travel, whereby £3 as an optional could be donated to these charities to help that. And then on the other side, we've got our B2B partnerships as well. So for example, we've got a partnership with Williams Formula One team, whereby we are one of their employee benefits partners. So there's 1,500 people that work for Williams, and we're listed as one of their preferred partners for employee benefits. So every time somebody wants to book a holiday through Williams, they have a discount code, and it works wonderfully. It works well for them. It's win-win because they get their employees get perk, but then we also get sent customers and clients from Williams as well. And that's just one example. We've got multiple partnerships like this across the board. So we are very broad and in order to get our exposure out there, to get our name out there, and work on ways that is, like Wesley said, is very slimlined commercially, but gives a huge amount of profit and exposure.
And there's something else quite important that we need to mention is that the retreats and everything that we're offering, We've gone and personally visited these locations. We understand them. We understand every element. And very crucial is, although every retreat has the host that is arranging, that is doing the talks and everything else on the retreats, as a company, we always have one or two senior management there at every single retreat or experience that we do. And we do that to make sure that there is no redundancy at all in what we're doing, and that everything is fully covered and fully delivered in resort, right down to the fine details. And it helps the hosts then concentrate on doing what they do within their networks, whilst we deliver all the technical operational side of it, and so everything is smooth as it can be. So these are really crucial things. So really, from the moment someone books with Pure One to the moment they leave Pure One, they have been in an ecosystem that we take care of them, and they've also had an opportunity to be a part of a sustainable business, really, at the end of the day. And the good thing is, because of the volume that we're taking, we're profitable, and we also have made ourselves. Within the media side, we're gradually growing the media side of the business, and we're trying to make ourselves protected against any pandemic in the future or anything of that nature. So we are really concentrating on the protection of the company as well in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, and I completely agree. It's so just to summarize then to everybody, like I said, we are SEIS registered. You can look at our corporate group website, which is pureonegroup.com, and each of the brands are listed there. So pureonegroup.com is where you need to go. So it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today, and there's lots of other information out there, but we do hope you get in touch. Give us a call, let's have a chat. Any questions you may have, me and Wes are here to help. So other than that, I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time to listen to us today. I really appreciate that, and we hope to continue the conversation with you in the future.
I just want to add one final thing before you leave, is Pure One combines experience, partnerships, and a diversified business model to deliver premium experiences that are difficult for traditional providers to replicate. We've worked hard on doing this. It would be lovely if you could join our journey.
Completely agree. Well, we hope to speak to you soon then. Have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week, and let's carry on the conversation. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.